Here's a thought I'll title The Unexpected Image. There are times, I suppose probably most of the time actually, when we're photographing on purpose and intently with a concentrated zeal of a dedicated photographer. And those are the times we get good pictures, because we're working at it, because we're thinking about it, because we're doing photography. But there are other times when we're light years away from photography, and nonetheless, we see an image. I know we've all had this experience. You think, wow, that'd be great if I only had my camera and wasn't in the shower, which is what happened to me this morning. I was in the shower, and I was enjoying a long, hot shower, and the bathroom got very steamy and fogged up the window. And just outside the window was a snow-covered tree that was just fantastic looking. We had a big, heavy snowstorm last night. And that light gray snow-covered tree, softened by the steam on the inside of the window of the bathroom, was fantastic. So I real quickly dried myself off, grabbed my camera, and photographed it. Maybe the first time I've ever photographed in the nude, but that's another story. But it turned out to be a really great photograph, and I got to thinking how sad it is when we lose those images that bubble up from the void, when we're least expecting it, when we're not thinking about or looking for photographs, they just are there. And perhaps it's a good idea to have a strategy for those images that are a gift from the photo gods, or perhaps from our own subconscious creative mind. And how we strategize to capture those images might be different for each one of us. Maybe it's an iPhone or a smartphone. Maybe it's a small snapshot-type camera that you can keep handy no matter where you are. Maybe you take your main camera and just have it out and available in your home so that whenever you see that image, you can capture it. Not long ago, extending this strategy out into the field, I bought a camera specifically to carry in my truck. It's not another copy of the full-featured camera that I use for my most serious work, but it is a camera that allows quality images that are not much of a compromise in terms of the image at all. I bought a Super Zoom to go with it and a couple of extra batteries that I can keep charged, and it goes with me everywhere in the truck. I've captured ever so many images with it that in previous eras of my life I would have just driven past and thought, oh, that's too bad, didn't get that one. Those images add up. That is to say, I think all of us who are thinking about photography a lot and it's a major part of our life, I think we see images all the time because that's what we're trained to do, because that's what our sensitivities are, because that's how our mind works. And it's great that we can have some dedicated time to go out with our camera and make art. But there are far more times when we're out in the world without our camera, not making art, but our creative mind is still sensitized and our creative mind is still seeing images. How do you capture those? How are you prepared to capture those? I remember interviewing Chip Hooper years ago, who carried a full 8x10 camera, film, and tripod, and light meter and whatnot in his car with him at all times, because he lived on the gorgeous California coast, and on his commute home, there were many times when he would see that the light was just right, or the surf was just right, or the wind was just right, and he would make a wonderful photograph because he had his camera with him in the car. The unexpected image is an important part of the creative life of a photographer. As a matter of fact, we're one of the few artists where that's true. If you're a novelist, you don't have unexpected novels just pop into your brain. You might have a plot line or something, but you've got to do the work. Same thing with dancers, same thing with painters. But we photographers, if we see something, we can capture it in a heartbeat. If we have a camera with us, and have developed, a discipline that when we see those images, we take just a moment or two and photograph them because we can.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.